just accidentally fell on a great topic. A great topic. Welcome back to the show. It's the morning after. 9:33. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, and Ashley is here with us. It's Q105, Q105.com. After the show for podcasts, we're on every Saturday morning from 8 to 10, so you're about 90 minutes late. That's cool. Sorry. Oh, you can't hear that. Sorry. The website is where you'll find all the podcasts. Same place Denny's are. You can find the Morning After podcasts there as well. I want to switch gears, but we can do the gas thing as well. And D, we'll dance around what you do. But if you guys were to die, very possible.
Everyone does.
Would you?
It's not a question of if. It's a question of when.
Would you want your significant other to, what would you want Kevin to do? And D, if we can't talk about this.
Oh, we can.
Okay.
So I took a girls' trip last weekend, and on the way up there, we were like, oh, hey, I don't know how we started talking about death, but we did. And I was like, listen, if I die, A, I don't want to be buried, totally cool with cremating, or like donate my body to science or something. But everyone's like, oh, they want to see you. We were like kind of discussing and tossing it back and forth as far as like doing even like a, like, what do they call them? A showing?
Yeah.
Like, where like, and I'm like, no one wants to see a dead body.
I do.
Like, well, because you're a little like, you know.
Go ahead.
Walk goofy. The streets at night.
Yeah. Like.
No, I've already tried that.
Don't walk the streets.
Yeah. Yeah, the few times I do go to funerals, I'm like, come on, open casket. Let's do it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But this is so weird. Okay. So no one wants to see their loved one. But Eric, the people that he doesn't love, nobody wants to see an open casket, okay? So I'm like, I don't even want that. Like, donate my body, put some cool pictures. I want one where, like, my, like, fists are under my chin, and I'm, like, bending over a table, like, cheese.
Swooshy laser backgrounds?
Yeah. That'll be, like, the photo that they show at my memorial. And I want, like, whiskey served, like, for days, like, vodka shots flowing. Like, I want it to be a party. Like, I don't want people to cry. Everyone dies. We all know what's going to happen.
Well, what would you want for your husband?
I mean, I already know. Like, he'll totally. I already told my friend Erica. I'm like, listen, you're going to be on the radar. Like, you know my kids. You know how I live. He'll, like, scoop you up next. I'm sure of it.
Okay.
He can't be alone. He says he would never get married again, but it's only because I said that. Like, if he were to die, I would never get married again. It's far too much work. But yeah, like, that's what I want.
D, if you were to die, what would you want for Kara?
What would I want for Kara if I were to pass? I guess it would be the same thing that I would want for, like, anybody whose, like, spouse has, like, had to endure something like that. Security, happiness, you know, I don't want her, like, wailing against a wall for days because... You know, oh my God, her husband's gone because, you know, life goes.
Would you want her to move on with another man?
If that's what her thing, whatever it was. I mean, if that's what it is, absolutely.
Well, when we have kids, so like long as someone treats my kids like the way I would treat them, I'd be totally okay with whatever he would decide.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's it. I don't want her in misery or anything like that. There's so many things. I want you to be happy. I want you to move on.
Last question, and then we'll slide over to that club. How long do you think Kevin would grieve for, Ashley?
Grieving, I mean, forever, because hello, I'm like a prize. But I'm sure he would move on in like 18 months.
Wow, that's a long time.
You think so?
D, how long?
2 days.
You think she would be two?
She'd cry for 2 days. She'd go, well, I guess I'm over it. Bring me my leather pants.
Bring me my leather pants.
Mama's going out to get you a better daddy.
She can go get her Oompa Loompa tan back on. I read something this week. Somebody posted something on Facebook about, like, I finally joined it. I made the Ran Out of Gas Club. And I had never thought of that before. I don't push my needle. So I wanted to know if you guys have ever joined that club or how you treat the end of your gas tanks.
So I legit thought I was going to be late today because Kevin's truck, I'm driving his truck while he's gone, has like a, you have 25 miles, you have 14. Today it came on low fuel last night, and then I still went and got like coffee and then came back. And then I was driving on my way here, and I'm like, oh, it sounded like it was kind of running on fumes. I'm like, I never thought I'd be part of that story.
I feel like, well, that's good prep for the show.
Yeah.
Way to be on that.
Yeah.
I feel like I failed at life when my fuel light comes on. And it does with like 33 miles left. But there are miles after that, right?
Yes.
Right?
Ish. Yes. Ish. I was like coming down the parking garage. I park in like the Vistula. And I was coming down the parking garage. And I was like, yes, feed it all I need. Like, put that gas all the way into that engine. Because I'm going to run out by the time I get to the gas station.
You've never run out of gas before?
No. But I've surely come close.
D?
I don't even understand this conversation that is taking place. I don't let my gas tank. Once I see three bars, like one, two, three, boom, towards the bottom.
Like a quarter of a tank?
Yeah, I fill up my tank.
No, like you're at a quarter of a tank, or like you've only used a quarter of a tank?
When I'm at a quarter of a tank.
Okay, that I can understand.
When I'm at a quarter of a tank, I fill up. There's never me, and I don't know why, and maybe it's the same reason why I have this horrible fear of driving at night, is because I'm afraid to hit a deer in the middle of the night. Like, that's the worst thing in the world for me.
On Glendale?
Yeah. And another thing is,
There are deer, ass. Yeah.
Now, but the other fear that I have that's never actually ever happened to me is running out of gas in a neighborhood where I shouldn't be. You know,
Perrysburg.
Like, yeah, any place where, like, my real answer to why I'm here seems like an excuse. Like, what brings you here, son? I ran out of gas down the road, officer. Yeah, you did. You know,
Get Out 2 comes out.
So it's always been like that deep seated fear in me that I'll be stranded somewhere where I shouldn't be, where it is extremely hostile, where either A, I sound way too white and must be a cop, or it doesn't matter what I sound like and I just look a little different. You know, those two options have always made me go, I never want to run out of gas anywhere.
So quarter of a tank and you're filling up. Do you always fill up?
Yes.
I don't always do it. I fill up until my patience runs out or I get cold.
Until my kid screams.
And like, that's another thing.
Screams, I'm like,
and I swear to God, this is a legit theory. And if you tell me I'm wrong, I'm going to punch both of you. Because here it is. During the wintertime, I honestly believe that the gas stations get together and slow the pumps down. So you have to stand out there longer.
It does.
While
seem like
that gas is just like clicking away. Because in the summertime, you just watch zeros go. But wintertime comes around, you can count every one of those numbers next to that decimal point. What? And you're like, oh my God.
Why would they want to slow you down?
Because they want you to suffer. Because they know what a crappy job this is. And it's the only kind of revenge that they can extract against the customer is to make them stand out in inclement weather where you're just like, you know you need the gas and you know you got to go out there and you're just suffering. And they're like this, ha-ha, pump three, ha-ha, ha, ooh, let's just turn it down a little bit more, pump two. Oh.
Do you not get back in the car then ever? Are you like, follow those signs to a T, like no cell phone in hand, the car is turned off.
You could get back, you could swipe your butt on the material in the car and boom.
If that has actually happened, I feel like it would be in the news. Like, I've never heard of that actually happening. I think it's probably, like, just going into what he's saying. They just want to watch you stand there. Like, haha, I'm in a warm box. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's right there. Gassy time of year.
$6.95 an hour isn't looking too bad now, is it, Mr. Fill Up on Pump Whore?
Have you ever driven off with the pump in your car?
Mm-mm. No, but twice in the same week, I left my thing, like...
Gas cap?
Gas cap hanging out.
There you go. I did that twice in a week, and I've never done it in my life.
Thank God it wasn't. It's attached, right? Or else
you
could have just...
Yeah. But I'm like, clearly, my mind is elsewhere.
I spent 2 days looking for Kara's gas cap for her car. It doesn't have one. It doesn't come with a gas cap. And on bright white letters, it says capless tank. I didn't read that.
You're like, gosh darn it, you lost it.
I'm like, how'd you lose that?
I have
Who
one of those.
Loses that?
No, I had going to Phantom, put it back on. Then I remember it's without a cap.
Yesterday, I threw away the milk, the full jug of milk, and put an empty plastic thing of like ham container back in the refrigerator.
I put the peanut butter
totally
in the
got
fridge.
It backwards. Yeah. Like I was going to throw the plastic container away and put the milk away. Threw the milk away, put the empty container back in the fridge.
You didn't hear it like kerplunk?
Oh, I did. Because I was like, I can't believe I just did that.
It's like you're doing stuff, but you're not thinking about it.
Yeah.
9:43, the morning after, we're going to have one more segment. How to start a small business and if it's worth it, like, because we've got two business owners here. That's next.
Hit us up on the web at Q105.